both Commissioners Udaly and Fritz for offering amendments, which I think move us in the right direction. I'll vote aye on the Udaly package.
Wheeler.
I agree with all of these amendments that have been put forth. I'll give my speech on Commissioner Fritz's as well, since it's coming up anyway. These are good. They're good amendments. They address many of the concerns, not all, but many of the concerns that were raised by the public tonight. I think they're all still within the spirit of what we're trying to accomplish. I think they're still within... I believe we still have a strong case that we can make that we're in compliance. We're in substantial compliance with the settlement agreement. My guess is that the DOJ would not have too much heartburn about any of these amendments. So I think it's great. I appreciate my colleagues taking the time to listen to what people were saying tonight and reflecting that in the document. Looks good to me. The Udaly amendments are adopted. And now if you could please call the roll on the Fritz amendments.
Mayor, before roll, I do have just two small concerns.
Sure.
It's Fritz Amendment number 9 and Fritz Amendment number 11. Both of these amendments insert language that I guess provides more flexibility than I'm comfortable with, because there's no outside limit. Number 9 is PSEP shall consult with community members and hold at least 2 public hearings to be completed if practicable within 120 days. I just ask that we have an outside number if we're going to give that kind of flexibility.
I appreciate that suggestion. I had suggested at first to change it to 180 days maximum, but we certainly want to get it going as quickly as possible.
Should we say 100 and just put down a 180-day limit then?
And take out the if practicable. The city attorney's nodding on that one.
Okay. We'll treat that as an amendment. Is there
friendly
a second?
Amendment, yeah.
I'm sorry, I'm not the presiding officer, but I think we have a consensus on that.
We did just okay. Find it.
It's so nice when it's what I originally
good.
Posted.
So it's, that is
thank
a sub. That is a substitute.
We're deleting under Fritz Amendment 9. We're deleting the clause if practical, and we're amending the 120 days to 180 days.
That's teamwork, folks.
And then
it's been first and seconded. Can we vote on that first, Mayor?
Oh, sorry.
Call
no,
the
excuse
roll.
Me. Yes,
we're
amending
the package.
We're amending
the
it
amendment.
First.
Okay.
Call the roll.
Oh, to amend the amendment.
Amend it.
This is to change, drop, if practicable, and change the timeline to 180 days.
Udaly?
Aye.
Fritz?
Thank you, Commissioner. Aye.
Fish?
Aye.
Wheeler?
Aye. The amendment to the amendment, the amendment to the amendment has been adopted. Continue, please, Commissioner Udaly.
All right. Fritz Amendment 11, PSEP shall strive to submit its recommended strategies for the community engagement plan to the chief in writing within 180 days of PSEP member being seated. Again, I just, if we're going to use language like strive, I want an outside limit.
Could we invite the city attorney to come and comment on that? Because again, that wasn't what I originally proposed.
Yeah. In the microphone, please. You have to identify yourself again, please.
Tracy Reeves, city attorney. I think it would be fine to substitute, as you did with the other amendment to the amendment, a specified time period.
If we deleted the term strive, can we realistically meet the goal of within 180 days?
That was my original concern, and I was going to actually have it changed to like 270 days or something like that. Because I think 6 months to get seated, get trained, take all the input that you have to, and then be able to get back. That was one of the key mistakes we made with the co-op, was requiring things to come too fast so that there wasn't time to do all of the training. And
how about leaving it strive for 180 days, but in no event, but in any event, 270 days?
Yeah,
yes,
like that.
Thank you very much.
All right.
Can I call the roll, please, on the amendment to the amendment?
Thanks.
Udaly.
Aye.
Fritz.
Thank you, Tracy Reeve. Aye.
Fish.
Aye.
Wheeler.
Aye. The amendment to the amendment 11 has been adopted.
So I move the Fritz amendments as amended.
I second that.
Commissioner Fish moves the Fritz Amendments 1 through 12 as amended. Commissioner Udaly seconds. Any further discussion? Call the roll.
Udaly?
Aye.
Fritz?
Well, we did hear some concern that the Office of Equity and Human Rights currently reports to the mayor, and I want to thank Director Dante James, who's been here all afternoon and who helped craft this the language that I suggested. Just from the Portland City Code, Chapter 3.128, which is the creation and functioning of the Office of Equity and Human Rights, the director's powers and duty include B, implementing the policy directives of the City Council and the City Commissioner in charge. D, working with the Human Rights Commission, the Portland Commission on Disability, and all other bureaus, etc., to increase equitable outcomes and reduce disparities. So that was what I mentioned to the Human Rights Commissioner, that by including reporting to the director of the office, it thereby brings back in Human Rights Commission and the Commission on Disability. And then finally, it also recommends implementation strategies on other equity and human rights policies adopted by City Council, which will be this revised settlement agreement. And the director provides reports to Council and the community annually and as requested, so we can specify whether or not we want the director of the office to do that. So for all those reasons, I'm really grateful to the mayor who agreed to this change when I first suggested it. Aye.
Fish.
Aye.
Wheeler.
Aye. The Fritz Amendments are adopted as amended. Commissioner Fish.
Mayor, we have two other items of business before we conclude this hearing.
Oh, that's right.
And unless you want a break for breakfast, but I have just the two additional items are I have listened carefully to the testimony tonight about concerns raised relating to Ordinance 871. I'm not prepared to make proposed amendments now because the way the ordinance is structured, you'd have to go through it almost line by line to conform it if we were to make a change in the resolve. I do want to have a follow-up conversation with the city attorney. I don't feel that with as little gas in the tank as I have right now, that I'm prepared to resolve a legal dispute between the National Lawyers Guild, the district attorney, and the ACLU. I do think, though, there's a clear balance of interest here that I want to think through. So I want to just preview that I will be talking to the city attorney and my colleagues, and I may offer an amendment on this particular ordinance. And again, I understand the public policy trade-offs. My concern, however, is that history tells us that the likelihood of an officer being indicted in an officer-involved shooting is very limited, very minimal. But at the same time, we are pegging the enforcement of our policy to an exhaustion of an appellate process, which could take years. And I am concerned about the negative impact on the city's ability as an employer to discipline officers and to perform the functions the community expects of us, separate and apart from any criminal investigation. So, but I'd rather not make that call right now because I would like to have a further conversation with my colleagues and the city attorney. But, Mayor, I may very well bring forth an amendment on that issue.
So let me suggest something. In fact, Tracy, if you could come up, I have a couple of questions about the path ahead. So in a minute, I'm going to move these three ordinances forward as amended. Tell us about time frame, because there are people in the community who said they wanted to have an opportunity to digest this. So that's thing number one. Thing number two is tell me the consequences of keeping the written record open until the second reading.
So thing number one, we are working with the Department of Justice, and a lot of this endeavor was to have a really meaningful status conference, ideally in mid-November, which would also be the opportunity for the court, should it choose to do so. Of course, the court controls its own schedule, but would provide an opportunity as well for the court to hold a fairness hearing on the amendments if council passes the amendments. Once council passes amendments, if in fact council does approve amendments, those then we have been working with, obviously, the local United States Attorney's Office here, the folks we've worked with all along. We also have the team of Civil Rights Division career lawyers that we've continued to work with. None of that team has changed, and I can tell you the focus of that team has not changed in my experience in the work we've been doing. Any final approval has to get run completely up the chain to the top of the Civil Rights Division, which just had yet another leadership change as things continue changing in Washington. That will only occur once City Council approves it, because the one thing that's been made clear to us is that the current administration wants will consider changes that have been approved by and that are approved by the local government. They don't want to be dictating down. They want that to be something that the local government has already approved. So all of which is to say that will take some time. The United States doesn't move on a dime, and the goal was to have a fairness hearing in the middle of November. The parties have already asked for a status conference hearing at that time. So those things aren't immovable, but the other goal was to time the to get a couple of these things in place, not so much the PSEP, but some of the training provisions and things, so that those are in place and the COCAL can then evaluate them and the Department of Justice can then evaluate them, so that by the time we have that status conference in November, they're being evaluated. So that's the deadlines we're looking at.
The intent then had, assuming, and it looks like we will, we're moving these to second reading as amended. When was the time certain that we had pegged for this? And maybe that's a question of...
Well, so second reading normally wouldn't be a time certain.
That's correct. I'm sorry. What date would we have?
Next Wednesday.
Okay. So, but we have the ability to extend that.
Let's do that.
Yes.
And the question is, could we extend it 2 weeks? Could we extend it 3 weeks without disrupting that timeline that you've provided? And if the answer is no, I'm fine hearing that. I'm just curious.
Probably 2 weeks without disrupting that timeline, because we're right up against it.
Okay, so colleagues, and I'm putting this out as an open proposal. I don't have any particular pride of authorship. We could extend this for an additional week, and we could keep the written record open if that is useful. If it's not useful, I'm open to different ideas.
Could I offer one other alternative, which would be, this could continue till next week if there are further amendments or anything at that time. Those could be offered, or a vote could be held. Either way, if there are further amendments or anything of that nature, it would then go forward.
I think that gives us the maximum options, although we might also, colleagues, want to lock in a time certain for the following week, just so, because if it comes back, or actually the following week would probably be the vote. So If we continue it till next week, can we continue it till Thursday afternoon?
Or is there a time certain open next week?
You're talking about next Thursday?
Yeah.
It would be 4:30.
It's not optimal, but I will miss part of Wednesday morning. So, Mayor, could we what's on earlier on Thursday?
That's the Press Blocks land use case, and the growing transit communities plan is at 3:30 for an hour.
Do we have Wednesday afternoon?
We've got a returning Ankeny Apartments land use case and returning Hayhurst.
But that means they're both 10 minutes.
Yeah, those are not long.
So can we lock in a 3 o'clock on Wednesday time certain?
They're already going... Sorry. No, the 2 o'clock is asking for an hour and a half, and the 3:30 hasn't given me a time estimate. The Ankeny Apartments is asking for an hour and a half, and Hayhurst... I'm sorry, has not said how much time they needed yet. I don't know where they're at on this. And the next week, Commissioner Udaly's gone. And the week after that, Commissioner Fish, you're gone.
Yeah, so we better lock on that.
It's not optimal, but can we just grab Thursday at 4:30?
Sure, I think.
I mean, my guess is that it may be, if it isn't the day that we cast a vote, I don't anticipate it's a long hearing.
So what's the date of that?
Next.
That would be the 10th,
the 10th,
right?
The 10th at 4:30? Is that?
And I think
I've got 15 minutes in the morning. Oh, you're gone in the morning. Sorry.
Who's gone in the morning?
Well, I show you out from 10:30 to noon.
Right, right. Well, you know what? Let me make a suggestion. Next Wednesday at 9:45, I don't want to get sideways with Phil Bussey, but we have a time certain at 9:45 for Phil to come in and show us videos. I mean, we are very jammed right now. Could we simply, and I hate to do this, but Mayor, could we reschedule Mr. Bussey and the student videos for just put them over a week and take that 9:45 time certain?
I would think it's possible, but sometimes
I'm getting a thumbs up.
Well, sometimes the students are going back to their place of residence.
Well, I just bump it a week.
Sometimes it's students who have just been here for the summer and they've done their film and they're going to present.
Yeah, we're moving mountains. We're talking about the difference between settling the DOJ amendments and hearing student videos. And as much as I love those videos, I have a feeling we can move it around even if we had to move it to Thursday. Why don't we put this in? Why don't we substitute this for the 9:45 time certain on Wednesday?
How long was that for?
They had 20 minutes.
They only had 20 minutes.
Well, we did it to have a control date.
Affordable housing is the next one at 10:05, and then the CRC appointments were.
I've got an idea. And I'll probably not endure myself with my colleagues, but we have precedent for this. Mayor, why don't we schedule this at a time certain on either Wednesday or Thursday at 1 o'clock? We have the authority, we have the power to do that, and rather than go late, we bump it up a little early and take it as the first item on either Wednesday or Thursday.
I'm fine with that.
I really have nowhere more important to be.
Yeah.
So, Carla, which is your preference?
So the other option is to do it in the evening on either of those 2 days.
I can't.
You can't do those?
Wednesday or Thursday at 1, what's your preference, Carla?
I would say the Wednesday at 1.
So can we make that a time certain?
If you say so right now, you
yeah,
can.
Yeah, I'm getting a thumbs up.
Let's Carla, you're the best.
Let's do it.
And okay, 1 o'clock,
in the interim, I'm going to review the 48-hour rule ordinance that's before us with the city attorney and reserve the right to bring an amendment.
Okay, and
we're going to review that too.
Okay, does anybody have any
By
problem?
The way, just colleagues, the idea of shifting it to 24 hours, we're getting so lost in this thing right now.
I agree.
The idea is to eliminate the requirement that we give notice. If we don't have to give notice, it doesn't add anything to say 24,
that's
48,
exactly
36,
right.
Because
exactly
it is
right.
Exclusively at the discretion of the police bureau when they give the interview.
Okay. Does anybody have any problem keeping the written record open? Great. So get the word out, folks. The written record will still take emails, whatever. So we are continuing these three items, 871, 872, 873, to next Wednesday, August 9th.
For a second reading.
For a second reading at 1 p.m. here in Portland City Council Chambers. Thank you, everybody. It was excellent testimony tonight. We are adjourned.
Well done.